Hello and welcome to Open House here at Community Media. I am Raymond Galker and I am so excited to be spending some time with you. Open House is where we open our doors here at Community Media and we bring people in from the community that are doing outstanding work. And this show is going to be one that will not let you down because we have two of the most important individuals in Adams County with us today. We have Jim Martin, Commissioner Martin, and we have Laura McMahon. And today we are talking not about commissioner work per se, even though I'm sure that everything you do is commissioner work in some sense.
People recognize it as such.
Yes. Mm. So Jim, you are involved with the United Way, and that's what we're talking about today, is the Adams County United Way, and Laura McMahon is the executive director. And Jim, what is your role here with the United Way?
Well, I am on the United Way board, and I am the incoming campaign chairman, seeking to raise $175,000 in our current campaign.
So you have raised $175,000 for
the... That's our goal.
The goal for this year.
This year.
So every year you have to raise money in order to keep the services that the United Way provide out there and
right.
going on. And how are you doing so far with that $175,000?
I would say we're doing well, but we need to do just a little bit better. And if we can get 1,500 people to give $10 a piece, we will reach our goal of $175,000. And the $175,000 was set because this is the 75th year of United Way.
And you only need to raise about
$15,000
yet.
We're about 91% of the way there right now. Mm-hmm. We would like to reach our goal by June 30th. Which would be the start of our new fiscal year. So reaching the 175 by that date would be great. After that date, we start over anew and we raise towards our next goal for our campaign.
Super. So you need 15,000 people. There's 15,000 people listening to this show, and all we need from you is $10 a piece. And then how can they get that money to you?
They can mail it in. You can mail a check. You can stop by and see us, which I always welcome. You can give online with a credit card on our website, uwadams.org. There's a PayPal link, and it's a secure transaction. You can, like I said, you can stop by or mail it, cash, check. We even take donations of stock.
Well, what was really interesting is I had a chance to talk to Megan Cherie from South Central Community Action and Heidi Acker from ARM, Adams Rescue Mission. And the things that nonprofits do in this area sometimes is not noticed.
Correct.
But if they weren't done, it would be known.
Yes.
And United Way is the same way. What does United Way do? So if we fund United Way, what will our community be getting from that service?
Well, we have a lot of direct services, such as our school supplies drive, which we hold every year right before the kids go back to school. We had about 400 different families in Adams County last year who took advantage of that, low-income families.
How many was that?
Almost 400.
400?
Yep. And we also do a food drive right after that. That also goes to support those with food insecurities in our county. what we do is we collect non-perishable food donations at various different locations, and we distribute them to about 20 different agencies, food pantries, soup kitchens throughout the county to give to the people in need.
So
I wanted to mention one of the programs that really impresses me because it brings in volunteers, it helps a lot of people, and that's the tax preparation program, helping people to prepare and send in their tax returns. This is for a lower income class of people, but I think over 1,000 people were helped in this last year.
We had about 1,100 people that came in to have their tax returns completed through our volunteer-based program. It's called VITA. This past year, we partnered up with the Office for Aging, and right. they provided a site that was primarily for people age 60 and older. Our focus was people that earned less than $60,000 in their household. And we also have another site, which is located at Manos Unidas, and that serves the Spanish-speaking population. Altogether, we brought back to Adams County about $1.2 million in refunded tax dollars.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Because you could just put yourself in that person's place. Even someone who feels comfortable when they go to do their taxes, they begin to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But then if you look at, you know, our elderly, who maybe the husband or the wife used to do the taxes, and then they're no longer able. Could you imagine the stress that they're going through that you are and have been able to help them overcome?
Absolutely.
And then the Hispanic population, I'm sure, has questions going through this whole process, and you were there for them also.
Absolutely.
And this is trained volunteers that do this work. They know the tax laws, they're trained in those, and there's supervisors there. We even had enrolled agents helping in that process. So they're getting expert professional help in preparing those returns. So that's another added feature of it. It's just not people, well, I'll help you, but it's qualified help. Yeah.
It must make you feel kind of like nice and a little bit of pride that you could help people like that.
Right. Yeah. And now, I wasn't on the board at the time, but they did this program all the way through COVID.
Yes, absolutely.
They
we did not
found
shut
a way
down.
To do it.
Nope.
They continued on, mm-hmm. and they find a way to get the job done.
Yeah.
So you have these direct services, but yeah. also United Way started here in Adams County.
In 1947, it was started actually as the Gettysburg Community Chest.
Okay.
So their main focus was to raise funds collectively that would support the library, YWCA, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, and the Gettysburg Rec Association. So that was 1947. That was the primary purpose for the Gettysburg Community Chest. But now we're known as the United Way of Adams County. We still do have partner agencies that we do fund. But we do a lot more with them. We don't just send them a check every month. We work together with all of our programs. So they may send volunteers to help with one of our programs. We'll send, you know, our volunteers or staff to help with one of their programs. We all work together. It's not just the funding part of it.
And is this, go ahead, Jimmy.
I was going to say, and the thing people need to remember, this goes to meet local needs. Because mm-hmm. there's needs out there of all kinds, you know, utilities, tax preparation, food, the school supplies. And when something like school supplies, you can do an in-kind donation. It doesn't have to be, you know, cash or a check. It can be an in-kind donation.
So there's times throughout the year that people could always donate money towards the events that you're
yes.
having.
I always call it the time, talent, and treasure. So you could donate a gift, a monetary gift, but you could also donate your time or your treasure. So if you want to volunteer, we definitely have a program for you. If you want to donate in-kind food product to our food drive, absolutely. If you want to do all three, that's great too.
So it's if you want to volunteer, if you want to donate money, or if you want to share some of your treasure.
Yes.
Okay. And that could occur anytime. However, right now we're trying to reach this goal for this campaign, which is the major campaign for United Way. You only need $15,500 more. Mm-hmm. We have to the end of June to get it. And if Commissioner Martin has suggested is that we get 15,000 of our ordinary good-hearted people that are watching here just to get on the United Way's website and donate $10, and we can make good chunk of change for
that's 1,500 people giving 10.
Yes. 15, did I say it wrong?
You said 15,000. But if we could get 15,000 people,
let's go to 15,000,
Jimmy. $1.
Commissioner Martin, let's go big. This the 15. You are the chair of this campaign. It should go huge.
Right.
It should go huge, just like your heart.
I like people to see that it's something, it's within their budget and they can do.
And they can do, right.
And I imagine there is at least 1,500 people out there that can afford $10 towards something that will greatly benefit their community.
Right. So 1,500 people.
Giving 10.
Giving 10.
Yeah.
Or you can go 15,000. But 1,500 would get us to our goal.
And I don't know, I started this little jargon that giving to the United Way is easy as 123, because their address is 123 Buford Avenue.
There you go.
In Gettysburg,
yep.
Correct?
Yes, yeah. It is, yeah.
And there are so many nonprofit organizations that rely on the United Way. The United Way started servicing those who serve, and they still do that. And with that, they added some direct services, which we explained a little bit here. Is there anything that you want people to know, Jim, that I did not mention?
Well, we want them to know about May 27th.
May 27th, it's our 18th annual Give It Up for Good sale with Gettysburg College. Lots of good things for excellent prices. It begins at 7 a.m., the early bird entrance, 7 to 8. And then it's normally till about 10 a.m., 10:30. But we held it for the first time last year in 2 years. Before that, we didn't hold it because of COVID. And it was my first experience, and it's incredible. It was sort of like Black Friday used to be.
Yeah.
There was people lined up at 2 a.m.
Is that right?
Yes.
So this is called Give It Up for Good?
Give It Up for Good. Mm-hmm. The college students have a lot of items left over that they're not going to take home.
Yep.
And they leave it for this program.
Yes.
And it's coordinated with the college.
Mm-hmm.
And last year was my first year to be involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fantastic.
It like was quite
said,
the experience.
Yeah, it's like a rush on Black Friday.
And it really was. There was people running through the doors.
Yeah.
We have a lot of nice things. So if you can get there, please stop in and check it out. We also take 3 weeks prior to the sale to prep everything. So we sort in the field house, we clean everything, test it, make sure all the electronics work. And that's every day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to about 3 p.m. We definitely need a lot of volunteer help.
We need volunteers for that.
Yes.
And some muscle too, because there are some heavy items.
Yep. Furniture.
Now, do you accept other donations at that time for people to put things in there that other people might want to buy?
We
or do.
We ask the community if they have anything that they'd like to contribute.
Okay.
You know, it's specific items that we look for, and they have to be in good working order, obviously.
Right.
but there's specific days and times that we'll put out there and say, you know, meet with us and, you know, donate your old appliances, your old furniture, or whatever you'd like to donate to the sale.
That work. This is May 27th?
Yes.
At the Gettysburg College. At the Hauser
Fieldhouse. Yep.
Hauser Fieldhouse. Someone told me about this event years ago, and I went there, and I went there with Bob Witt, and I still today have a computer, a desk, a laptop computer that I still use that I got there for $10. You know, and it is like Black Friday. If you ever went to this, you would know what the excitement that I'm feeling right now, because people who know about this will get there early.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll
yeah.
line up, and when those doors are open, they will be looking for the goodies yep. that are left behind.
Yep, absolutely.
And I think the $5 that you spend for the early bird sale will be well worth it.
Oh, yes.
Because you get to see the bargains first.
Definitely. So there's an early bird sale in the morning. At what time does that start?
7 a.m. and it's until 8.
7 to 8, and you have to pay $5 to be part of that.
That's correct.
Wow. Put that on your calendars. But don't forget that you could always volunteer for the United Way by going to their website and getting the information. Also, you could always donate money to the United Way, which is serving those who serve, all the Boy Scouts. What are some other agencies that are your partners?
Our partner agencies actually include 9 for 2023. Our agencies that we partner with are Adams Rescue Mission, Children's Aid Society here in New Oxford, New Hope Ministries, Hanover YWCA Safe Home, which is located in Gettysburg, Contact Helpline, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Adams County Children's Advocacy Center in Gettysburg, Mission of Mercy's Dental Program, and Hanover YMCA School Age Child Care Program in Littlestown.
And the United Way serves as a way for these partners to interact and help each other, and also that to have a little bit of their funding that they get from the United Way. I know each one of those organizations rely on the money that they get from you, but they also rely on monies they get from other donors. So anything else that did not
hit them? These impact partners, they have their specialties in which they do. And the one that really impressed me was Mission of Mercy.
Mission of Mercy?
Yeah. It's a mobile medical team that goes around and provides medical service. And Laura mentioned
dental.
And it's amazing what they have in that mobile unit. I mean, it is sophisticated. It is nothing second rate. And those people get top-notch medical care. And it does move around different parts of the county. And you just need to keep up with their schedule.
Yep, they have a schedule posted on their website, I believe.
And the name of it again?
It's a Mission of Mercy.
Mission of Mercy. And it's a mobile unit mm-hmm. that has a route that goes through Adams County.
Yeah, they have a schedule of the areas that they go to each month, and they provide, it's mostly dental care to low-income residents.
Do you have to sign up prior?
You contact them to set up an appointment.
Set up an appointment.
Yep.
So you still have to set up an appointment, and they do have a website.
Yes. Yep, the website will contain their schedule on where they will be at any given time.
I can see how you like that one, Commissioner.
It's a very active, it's actually a ministry of these Christian medical care people.
Mm-hmm. And they're all volunteers, too.
All volunteers, mm-hmm. their time.
Great. Anything else that we would like to bring to note before we close today?
Well, the Peach Festival is coming up.
Okay,
that's going to be at
Hollaballs
Market, Farm Market.
That's August 12th and 13th this year.
Okay.
We'll be there in our food tent selling some delicious food. We sell anything from hot sausages to walking tacos. And it's very, very delicious. So stop by if you're around that weekend, and also get some peach products from Hollaball's. That's also delicious.
Yeah, their peach pies are delicious.
I like the milkshakes.
Believe me.
Say the least, right?
And we hustled all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Serving
it was nonstop.
And there we need volunteers, too.
Okay.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of activity with the food stand.
You guys are going to have to come back. And when these events are ready to come up, help us reach out, remind our audiences. But this is great. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention that I have not brought to attention? If not,
I think you've covered enough for today, and give people a good idea.
This has been a great day.
On.
Yeah. I got to spend time with Commissioner Martin and Laura McMahon, the executive director of United Way. Laura, we have a moment for you to tell the people one last thing. So,
I guess the thing that I want to say is I hope that the community can help us reach our goal of 175,000 to commemorate our 75th anniversary, so we can celebrate together.
Jim?
And one thing's great about United Way, by giving to it, you can help in many multiple ways. So just keep that in mind. Your dollar goes a long way with United Way.
It goes a long way with United Way, right, Commissioner Martin? Now, in this interview, I've called Commissioner Martin Jim a couple times. I did not mean to insult you, Commissioner Martin.
Yeah.
I just think that you are just so approachable that a person has to feel as if you're like a friend.
Well, thank you.
So,
I appreciate
that. I did not mean to insult you. Please, Commissioner Martin.
You didn't insult me.
Good.
At all.
Commissioner Martin.
I'll even come back again.
I hope. Yes. Well, thanks for all the service that you guys provide for our community. If you weren't doing it, people would know.
They would know.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But you do it so well that, hopefully it doesn't go totally unnoticed.
Yeah. It would be just like coming to the table and not having any food to eat.
For some people, literally.
When it's not there, you notice it.
Right.
So, yeah. a lot of people are kept well fed. And that's one thing about our society. I think we realize the importance of getting food into people's homes and do that, because I think that's part of a civil society, is looking after the needs of others.
Yep.
And you notice, Commissioner, that in this area, there's a lot of effort to do that. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great. Super. Thanks for watching this segment of Open House, where we had time to spend with Laura McMahon, the executive director for United Way of Adams County, and Jim Martin, Commissioner Martin, who is the chair of their campaign, their giving campaign. We need 1,500 people to give $10 to reach our goal. So until we have a time to sit down and talk with some other awesome people from this area, stay healthy and be kind. You are the best. Thank you.